Climbing through the frigid night, Linda realized she could not overtake her friends, and instead focused on her next step, and then her next, eventually climbing the mountain that way. There is no other way to climb a mountain except step by step, breathing deeply and resting often. In this way, Linda ascended an enormous height a few inches at a time. From that experience, Linda learned to focus her attention and use her will, and the power of her intention took her a mile and a half toward heaven, despite fatigue, pain in her legs, and shortness of breath. On the dark, descending trail, with no strength to climb back, her choice was either trust or fear. She chose trust and learned that she can always find her way home, however challenging the path or close and dark the night. She learned while climbing the mountain and while descending it. What journey could be more holy? An unconscious choice is a reaction. It is automatic anger, jealousy, vengefulness, or fear in which a frightened part of your personality does what it is accustomed to doing. Your reactions appear natural, familiar, and justifiable to you, no matter how they appear to other people. They are also predictable. When you are used to reacting angrily, for example, each disappointment triggers more anger. A conscious choice is a response. A response is different from a reaction, because when you respond, you detach from your upset and then choose what you will do. In other words, you feel a painful emotion and, at the same time, choose your action. When you use your will to choose a response, you make a conscious choice. When you choose a response that will create consequences for which you are willing to assume responsibility, you make a responsible choice. You can visualize, meditate, and pray, but until you are willing to assume responsibility for what you create, you cannot grow spiritually, because spirituality and responsibility are inseparable. Spiritual growth requires understanding the extent to which you are responsible for what you create.